Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is condemnation. Did you know that God condemned sin in the flesh? Absolutely, brought the biggest condemnation there is to sin. He said, "The soul that sins shall die." The good news is that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It says that Jesus, his blood, paid the price for our sin. And so we of our fallen nature, now we can live as his righteousness, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, is what the Bible says. And so we've been washed in the blood of Christ, we've been raised into newness of life, and now the Bible says, Romans 8:1, he says, "There is now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh." That makes a point, because the opposite is true for those that walk in the flesh. There's condemnation. If you walk in the Spirit, there's no condemnation. If you walk in the flesh, you're condemned. Why? Because the flesh represents those things, the evil nature of man. Galatians 5 says the deeds of the flesh are murder and lasciviousness and all kinds of crazy things. You can read it to see all the list of things, but they're terrible. The flesh revolves around our ruling our own self, and we get in lust and anger and pride and jealousy and all the other things that make up bad stuff that God says is sin. And he says the soul that participates in those kind of things will die. And you know what? Do you know anybody that's lived 200 years? They're all dead, aren't they? All the animals, all the people from 100 years ago or more are all dead. And the time will come when we will die. And why is there so much death on the earth? Because the souls of men are full of sin. We fall into sin, born into sin, and have a need for a Savior. But God didn't leave us dead in sin. While we were yet lost and dead in our sins, Christ died for us. That's what the Bible says. And so I want you to know that you're not living under the condemnation of God if you have been born again. If you've put your trust in Jesus and you have said, "Lord, come into my life and save me, forgive me of my sins, be the Lord of my life, shape now my destiny, that I may align myself with God and realize that he is now my Father. Fill me with your Spirit, that I may not have his condemnation upon me, but his love." And that's what happens. And that's a great thing. So today and every day, I want you to wake up. Think about waking up and saying, "I'm not condemned of God. He loves me because of Jesus." Isn't that great? And rest in his love and walk in his Spirit. Wow. Till next time, God bless you and have a great day.